Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Ozzy, where we will trek into the native artist's dialogue and narrative. Together, we will take a glimpse into the art process and the lives of the Navajo, Apache, Ute, and Pueblo artists living within Arizona, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico. Tune in every third Thursday of the month at 9:30 a.m. or find podcast episodes. Native Art Voices of the Four Corners, great artist stories are the journey of art in the Four Corners.
Wednesday morning once again here on KSJE, and joining me, of course, for our regular Wednesday segment is Ron Price. He is the author of the Play Nice in Your Sandbox series of books. He always has some words of advice for us to live in the sandbox with everybody else and get along, at least try to, right?
Yes, Scott.
Okay. What? Well, oh, dear.
You get what you pay for, and you're not paying for this advice.
So
You're getting what you pay for.
There you go. That's true. That's but right. But we got the book, so that, yes, that helps. So this is the Play Nice in Your Sandbox at work. And, of course, there is at church and at home.
Right.
Yeah.
This was the first one. This is I wrote a column for the Daily Times for 5 years.
Wow.
Every Sunday, you saw this picture.
Right. Yeah, I remember that. Yes.
Do you remember that
picture? Sure.
And after 5 years, I realized I've already written a book.
It's there. That's true.
I just took the columns, repurposed them,
yeah,
and that became Play Nice in Your Sandbox at Work. So that's why all the chapters are 2 or 3 pages. They're short.
Yeah.
But then I still had plenty more. So that became Play Nice in Your Sandbox at Home in 2018. And then in Church came out in 2020, and that's a whole different story.
All right. And maybe there's one more coming.
But no, please.
Oh, all right.
I used to think there might be, but I don't see it.
Okay.
I don't see it. I'm having too much fun doing other things.
I don't see it. Okay.
Writing a book is not that hard. In fact, maybe we ought to do that sometime. Do a show.
We'll write a book together.
Well, many of our listeners want to write a book. Most people,
sure,
80%,
that is true.
Yeah. Want to write a book.
I think that's true.
There's a few tips that make it.
Yeah,
make it more doable.
All right.
So anyway,
but this we're going to talk about one of the chapters from the book.
So I asked you to pick a number.
I did,
and you picked
number 20,
and that is
chapter 20.
you
expect that I have a long term memory, and I really don't. Fonzie couldn't do this, but you'll be glad if you do. That's the actual name of a chapter, ladies
and
gentlemen,
exactly
that Ron wrote.
And somebody encouraged me to pick creative chapter titles.
Oh, well, that's certainly creative.
And some of them, I've got to tell you, I'm going, what
did you mean by that?
What did I write about?
Yeah, okay.
So I'll put you on the spot.
Okay.
What couldn't Fonzie do? And if you don't know, that's fine. What couldn't he do?
He did a lot of things.
He was Mr. Cool.
Right.
But he could never say,
he couldn't apologize.
He couldn't say I'm sorry. And that was a running gag from the show Happy Days.
Okay. But if I could say I'm sorry, that's a good thing.
That's a very good thing.
Okay.
And it's not a running gag in relationships.
That's true.
If we're going to get along, there was a movie back, and you remember it, you're old enough to remember Love Story.
Sure. Barely.
And the theme
barely.
That swept the, barely, yeah, your parents told you about it.
Yes, it did.
Stay up late. The theme from that, or the slogan that swept the country, was love is never having to say,
you're sorry.
Gag me.
Okay, well, that wasn't in the movie, but okay.
Gag me.
Yeah, okay. You got a problem with that?
Yes, I have a problem with that. Thank you for noticing.
Right. Uh-huh.
Love is frequently having to say, I'm sorry.
True.
You're an imperfect human being interacting with other imperfect human beings. And to think there's never going to be times where you're less than ideal, less than...
Don't you think that's true of any relationship?
Of course it is.
Okay.
Yes, if it's with human beings.
Well, true. Okay.
You know, I've never apologized to... Yes, I have. I was going to say I've never apologized to my dog.
I bet you have.
My dog has never had to apologize to me, but that's a whole different program.
That's right.
But yes. Relationships
mm-hmm.
frequently require I'm sorry. We've talked before about Brené Brown. Brené Brown, she's, I think, the number three. No, I'm thinking of somebody else. But she's on TED Talks, very popular on TED Talks.
Right.
And she's all about being vulnerable. In fact, I think we might have talked about her not too many weeks ago.
Right.
But be vulnerable. Don't wear that mask that you're trying to convince others that you've got it all together. You know what? No, you don't. You're not fooling anybody.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You do a better job than most Scott. People look at Scott Mitchell and say, oh, man.
He's got it all together.
He's got it all together. Yeah. Right. What they don't know. Hello.
Right.
And oddly enough, people think that of me. Oh, Ron Price, he's the sandbox guy. He's got every relationship is clicking all the time. No, it's not. No, it's not. You often ask me, how am I doing? Mm-hmm. When I come in, you say, Ron, how you doing?
Sure.
You might recall I have two standard answers I give you.
Yes.
One is, well, I think I'm doing okay. Why? Have you heard something?
Right, that's true. And then there's a whole list of things I have to tell you.
Thank you.
Yes.
The other one is Charles Dickens, best of times, worst of times. And that's how we'd address this morning, Scott. Some parts of your life right now going real fine. Some parts could stand some improvement. And your response was great. You said, who you been talking to?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's true for all of us. Yeah. None of us have lives that are just on autopilot and all in good territory. There's times we're going to mess up, times we're not at our best. We're going to say something we shouldn't have said. We're going to do something we shouldn't have done.
Right.
And depending on the severity, it could be the death knell of the relationship. But please, when you mess up, fess up and move on.
Right.
Don't be afraid to say, I'm sorry. They're powerful words. And don't let ego get in the way. Don't let pride get in the way.
Isn't that what we hear about when folks say, own it?
Own it?
Right?
I like it.
You know, that if you've made a mistake, it's important to own it, to come forward and admit it or accept
so
responsibility.
Why don't we do that?
Well, I think ego is part of it. Yeah. And, some of that is also part of it, right?
Yeah, self-preservation. And I mean, you can give me a lot of bad reasons, Scott. I can give you a lot of bad reasons.
Yeah.
I don't think either one of us could have come up with a good reason if we've hurt somebody else to not, as you say, own it, as I say, fess up and apologize and know that they may not accept your apology right away. You're not responsible for how they respond to you. You're responsible for doing your part.
Right.
Last week, I think we read the do good anyway. People are illogical. Mm-hmm. People are not always going to be reasonable. Do your part. You do good anyway. You treat people right anyway, regardless of what they do. And a part of treating people right, I dare say, is be willing to say, I'm sorry. If you want to be like Fonz and wear the leather jacket with the collar up and ride a big motorcycle, that's fine. But don't follow his example of being afraid or unable to say, I'm sorry.
True. Very true. Good advice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Ron Price, he is here every Wednesday. Yes,
sir. You picked the chapter, so thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I appreciate the chapter, so thank you for that. Right out of the book. So Ron's here every Wednesday, KSJE Farmington.
This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity. From Houston Public Media, News 88.7.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.